This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga won a landslide victory in a ruling party leadership election Monday, paving the way for Japan's first change of leader in nearly 8 years. Suga is a loyal aide to outgoing Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and has promised to continue Abe's key policies. The 71-year-old said his big win would give him the backing to pursue his reform goals, including deregulation and breaking down bureaucratic silos. He adds containing the coronavirus and reviving the economy were conditions for calling a snap general election. Suga has emerged as frontrunner in the race after Abe, Japan's longest-serving premier, said last month he would resign because of ill health, ending nearly 8 years in office. President Donald Trump was back in his element this weekend, soaking up cheers from a crowd of supporters. His rally inside a Nevada warehouse was in open defiance of state regulations and his own administration's pandemic health guidelines. This is President Trump's first indoor rally since June, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In the warehouse near Las Vegas, with most people not wearing masks and no social distancing, Trump said, "We're defeating the coronavirus.
We're making that round, beautiful last turn."
The virus is still claiming 1,000 lives a day in the U.S. In Nevada, gatherings are limited to 50 people. And Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak criticized Trump, who went on the attack.
"You have a governor right now who's a political hack."
He also unloaded on challenger Joe Biden.
"He is the worst candidate in the history of presidential politics."
Biden's campaign said in a statement, "Every rally-turned-super-spreader event Trump decides to hold serves as another reminder he refuses to take the pandemic seriously." I'm Julie Walker.
From Washington, this is VOA News. There will be a signing ceremony at the White House Tuesday between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, signifying normalized relations between the countries. Since the August diplomatic breakthrough brokered by the U.S., Israeli business leaders have rushed to Abu Dhabi and Dubai with their products. A group of industry leaders is due in the Emirates Monday. The first business delegation visited the UAE last week following an official Israeli government visit. Storm-weary Gulf Coast residents are preparing for a new weather onslaught as Tropical Storm Sally churns northward. Forecasters from the National Hurricane Center in Miami said Sally is expected to become a hurricane Monday and reach shore by early Tuesday, bringing dangerous weather conditions, including risk of flooding to a region stretching from Louisiana to Mississippi. Warnings of strong winds that could fan the wildfires on the west coast of the United States have added urgency to firefighters' efforts. The alerts are coming from hard-hit southern Oregon to northern California and last through Monday evening. Authorities say the fires have killed 35 people from California to Washington state. The flames have turned homes into rubble, forced tens of thousands to flee, and shrouded the region with smoke so thick air quality was some of the worst in the world. Ryanair expects the European Commission to unveil a new system of COVID-19 travel advice this week that will open up most regions of the continent to travel without quarantine. This, according to Chief Executive Eddie Wilson. The European Commission earlier this month proposed a common traffic light system for EU member states to coordinate border controls and remedy the current confusing patchwork of coronavirus restrictions on travelers across Europe. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Monday New Zealand will lift coronavirus restrictions across the country in 1 week, except in its biggest city, Auckland, which is the epicenter of a second wave of infections. Ardern said Auckland's restrictions would be reviewed next Monday. She also said the government would immediately ease all physical distancing requirements on planes, while masks will still be mandatory on all public transport. Meanwhile, in Australia, Queensland State Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says she's been under police guard because of death threats and growing public anger over pandemic border restrictions.
"This has taken an enormous toll on nearly every single person in our community. Every single person in our community in Queensland has had to give up an awful lot."
Israel will reinstate a strict countrywide lockdown this week amid a stubborn surge in coronavirus cases. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made the announcement in a televised speech Sunday. The lockdown is expected to last at least 3 weeks. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.